Thank you for listening to the Good News Is podcast, bringing you good news from around the globe. A new breakthrough that provides early detection for the most lethal form of cancer was created by a 15-year-old teen after his mom drove him to Johns Hopkins University every night after school to test his theory in a lab. Jack Andraka of Crownsville won the top prize at the Intel International Science and Engineering Fair for his new method to detect pancreatic cancer. The test also detects ovarian and lung cancer. And based on diabetic test paper, Jack created a simple dipstick sensor to test blood or urine to determine whether or not a patient has early stage pancreatic cancer. His study resulted in over 90% accuracy and showed his patent-pending sensor to be 28 times faster, 28 times less expensive, and over 100 times more sensitive than current tests. The number of women dying of pregnancy and childbirth-related complications has almost halved in the last 20 years, according to a new joint UN report released yesterday. From 1990 to 2010, the annual number of maternal deaths dropped from more than 543,000 to 287,000, a decline of 40%. The report, Trends in Maternal Mortality, a collaboration between the World Health Organization, United Nations Children's Fund, United Nations Population Fund, and the World Bank, shows that almost every region of the world is on track to achieve the Millennium Development Goal target of reducing maternal death by 75% from 1990 to 2015. Older passengers will no longer have to go through the tedious TSA shoe ritual at airports this summer. The Transportation Safety Administration is exempting passengers 75 years and older from removing shoes, belts, and coats at airport screening stations in LaGuardia, JFK, and Newark this weekend, and will roll out the new rules at all airports this summer. The TSA also granted kids 12 and under the same expedited screening exemptions at all of the nation's airports last fall. And our top story for today, IBM and partners are working on solving one of the biggest barriers to widespread electric vehicle adoption, limited battery range. Under its Battery 500 project, an effort to build a battery capable of powering a car for 500 miles, Big Blue has designed a battery that produces power by taking in oxygen and then recharges itself by expelling that oxygen. Because it's driven by the outside air, such a battery can be significantly smaller and lighter than traditional lithium-ion batteries, providing a much longer life per square inch. Most people consider switching to electric vehicles to save money on gas and to contribute to a healthier environment, but range anxiety, the fear of being stranded with no power, was cited by 64% of consumers as a main detractor to buying an electric vehicle. Electric cars today typically can travel about 100 miles on previous battery technology. Recognizing this, IBM started the Battery 500 project in 2009 to develop a new type of lithium air battery technology that they thought would improve energy density tenfold, dramatically increasing the amount of energy that these batteries can generate and store. Today, IBM researchers have successfully demonstrated the fundamental chemistry of the charge and recharge process for lithium air batteries. In 2012, industry leaders with a history of electric vehicle innovation, Central Glass and Asahi Kasei, joined the project to help IBM put the research on the road. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening in to The Good News Is.